Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and my sisters, we are so great and so thankful that God is blessing all of us, despite whatever you've been going through, despite your circumstances and your situation. You got to know and believe that you are blessed. And then that you are not just blessed, but you are blessed to be a blessing. Well, we greet you with the joy of Jesus Christ and the power of God our Father with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We just say good evening. We thank God for you for joining us for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio, Reconciliation Ministries, in association with the Omega Ministry Group. My name is Willie J. Van Jr. I thank God for you, and I bring you greetings from the Northeast Corridor of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. We are just grateful and thankful that you have decided to join us. We had to take a little break, and then we had a little situation on last Wednesday, but we are thank God to be able to come back and be used of God and share a word from God. We thank God for you. Now, without further ado, we understand the power of prayer. We don't do anything without praying, or we should not do anything without praying, praying to God. So let us pray. Won't you connect with me in prayer? Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment in time. We thank you for this Wednesday. We want to show our appreciation to you and just tell you thank you, Father, because you've been so good to us. You've done so many wonderful things for us. You are a mighty God. You are mighty good to us, and you are a mighty God. Father, we worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank God for those who are joining us live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast of this blog show. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, and we pray that your word will manifest and show up and that it will be a blessing to your people. We thank you, Lord God, for what it is going to do. We now claim it as so. We pray that you will, your Holy Spirit will indwell us, continue to indwell us, that it will show up in this space and that your power and anointing will go forth, that it won't be me. It won't be me speaking, but it'll be you. That you will work and show up through my life. And then you can show up through the lives of those who are listening. Again, we thank you for the partnership of Omega Ministry Group and its leaders. We pray blessings upon them, Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and Sister Tammy Storr. And then we pray for those who broadcasters on Omega Ministry Blog Talk Radio. We pray blessings upon them. Lord God, we thank you. In everything we say and do, we always give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my sisters and my brothers, we want to, again, just thank you for being on live, for those who are listening live. As always, we want to avail you an opportunity to speak. So anytime throughout this message tonight, if you have a question or a comment, or if God has laid some information, giving you some wisdom or insight into what I'm saying, or what the word is saying, then you can press 1 on your phone, and then that will identify you as wanting to say something. For those who might be listening to the rebroadcast of this show, you can always send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91 at yahoo.com. We thank God for you, you, and you. Tonight's lesson plan, or tonight's lesson comes from the fourth chapter of Luke. Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 42. The 4, starting at verse 42. And we'll be reading to the end. So that'll be 42, 43, and 44. So we'll be reading three verses into your hearing tonight. Again, Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 42 through 44. I'm going to read the NIV translation, and then excuse me. I'll be reading the NIV translation, and then I'll can read the New Century Version. Again, Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 42. And the word of the Lord reads, "At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, 'I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent.' And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea." Again, Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 42. I'm going to read the New Century Version. You all know I like to read this different translation. It reads, "At daybreak, Jesus went to a lonely place, but the people looked for him. When they found him, they tried to keep him from leaving. But he said to them, 'I must preach about God's kingdom to other towns too. This is why I was sent.' Then he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea." We thank God for his blessed word. Again, Luke chapter 4, verses 42 through 44. For a subject for us to kind of concentrate on, the subject is, that's why we were created. That's why we were created. Again, if you have a comment, you can press 1, and we'll be able to recognize you. Well, we see Jesus towards the beginning of his public ministry. This pericope, this story, is also told in the other synoptic gospels, which is Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. And it's also talked about in, or shared with, in Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 39. And we see in this Luke chapter, or in this Luke, we see that Jesus has been ministering in Galilee. And if you go back and look at the beginning, first verses of this fourth chapter, really starting around verses 14, you see that Jesus has been ministering. And not only has he been ministering, but he's also been preaching and teaching, but he's also has committed a lot of healing. We see that even in his own hometown of Nazareth, the southeast corridor of Jerusalem, where he is not even welcomed there or respected for being the Son of God. But yet he continues on sharing and teaching and healing. So one of the things that I want us to take from this portion of scripture is the fact that we find Jesus early in the morning finding a place of solitude. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something special. There's something that just seems to be right. And beyond just seeming right, there is something that is good, that is a blessing when you get up early in the morning and you find that place of solitude just to talk to God. I get up every morning or Monday through Fridays and I participate in a prayer line with different men from all over the country. And I will tell you that if I do not start off my day having a word of prayer, studying God's word, there just seems to be something that doesn't click. As we would say, for those who like to drive cars and enter cars, it just doesn't seem to be firing on all pistons. When I miss out time. Now, I will tell you that there was a time that, and it's been such a long time ago now, wow, I would say 15 years or more probably, that I started this development of getting up early in the morning, maybe 20 years ago, getting up and having a word of prayer and ministering or being ministered to. And even on those days, on Saturdays and Sundays, I end up still, before I pick up my cell phone, before I go ahead and start the business of the day, that I set aside time to talk to God. I think that's vitally important for all of us, because we need to do and live the example that Jesus did. There were times that Jesus would pull away from the multitude just to have a talk, a conversation with God. And though he was God, he was God in the form of flesh. And so he set the example. He set the standard that we must pull away. Now, early in my ministry or early in my development or maturity, I remember the people, the saints of old used to say that the Bible was a antonym, or that the letters of the word Bible meant something. And they would say that it meant basic instructions before leaving earth. And I was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. We hear that, and we understood that it was our playbook. It was our instructions. And we understand before we go and accomplish any task, we first have to read the instructions. Now, I understand. You may be just like me. Sometimes you get a cabinet, or you get a project, or you get something, and it says read the instructions. You say, I ain't reading the instructions. I'm going to do it myself. I know how to put this together. But then you end up finding yourself either with too many pieces left over at the end, or you have to go back because you skipped over one of the pieces of the process. Now, had I been obedient and read the instructions like I was supposed to, I would not have had to go back and undo some things and then go back and start all over again. Well, here Jesus is setting the example. He is setting the example, saying that he's going to this place to be with just him and God. And I don't know what that place is in your house. Maybe it's a separate room. Maybe it's the basement. Maybe it's just you laying in the bed. But before you get to starting your day and get caught up in the busyness of the day, you should set aside a little time with just you and God just to get your instructions for the day. It says later on in verse 42, the people was looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. Now, again, to realize that this is the day after he has been performing miracles, he's been teaching, and he has he's been teaching, and he wakes up in the morning and decides to get away. And they come looking for him. Now, it doesn't give an example of why they was looking for him, but we can only assume that they were looking for him because they wanted him to perform more miracles. They wanted him to heal more people. They wanted to hear more. But the problem with that is that sometimes people are inconsiderate about what you need to do in order so that you can perform the task that God has given you. You ever, I don't have any children, but I help raise my nephews and I help pretty much raise my younger brothers. And you ever been in a place where you were trying to accomplish something and then your child or your nephew or your little brother or your little sister came up to you and started nagging you? And you like, listen, I need you to go away because I got stuff that I need to do. And you don't want to be mean and you don't want to be harsh with them. But you understand that you have something that you have to accomplish. So it is with Jesus. Jesus goes on and he says in verse 43, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that's why I was sent. Now, what we're going to do, this is a good place for us to take a break. We thank God again for each and every one of you. As always, we want you to go get yourself some water. It is the summertime. It is the time for us to make sure that we stay hydrated, cut down back on so many sodas and high concentrated juices and stuff. And what we're going to do, we're going to play a song, and we'll be right back.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song to pray. Pressure filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no, I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness, he'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna
I can't
worship.
Lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, that's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna
I'm gonna worship, yes I am.
I'm gonna worship.
Amen, my brothers and sisters. That's right. That's what we ought to do. We ought to come to a spirit early in the morning that the first thing we do before the busyness of the day, we ought to worship God. Because in reality, that's why we were created. We start right at verse 43, where Jesus has just responded back to the people, because the people have come to him. They found out where he was. He was hiding out. He found this place of solitude to refresh, to renew, to get to a place of hearing the instructions that God had for him to accomplish throughout that day. And maybe he was speaking to him for the rest of his life. And again, we learn from the example that of Jesus, that if he needs to pull away and talk to God, then, and he was God, then definitely we need to do. But the second thing I want us to understand is that we have to study God's word. Now, I know that that's real plain and you don't see it, but it says, I must preach the good news of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that's why I was sent. Now, I will tell you firsthand, you cannot preach something you don't know. And you don't know unless if you study. Let me say that again. You cannot preach something you don't know. And you can't know without studying his word. Now, yes, God can, the Holy Spirit can give you inspiration, but he still needs something to get, he still needs a foundation. He still needs you to study. So here Jesus is full of the word, and he's saying to the people, I can't stay here with you all. I got to go out and share the good news. And not just share the good news here, not just heal here, not just be a blessing to you all that's here, but I got to go everywhere. And that brings me to my last point, that he says, that I got to go to other towns. We have to realize, my sisters and my brothers, that all of us are called to ministry. That it's not just the preachers. It's just not the evangelists, the pastors, or the bishops. It's just not those who are lay people. But all of us, those who are ushers, those who sing, or those who just come and hear a word from God. The Great Commission that's in Matthew, the 24th chapter, is not just for a certain group of people, but it is for all of God's people, all of God's people who have accepted him as Lord and Savior, all of God's people who have allowed this anointing from the Holy Spirit, not just to lead them from the outside, but to dwell within inside of them. So it is your responsibility, not just to share with people in your home, not just to share with people in your church, but wherever you go, it is your responsibility to share. Now, I'm not telling you that you got to go around and beat people upside their heads with scripture. And I know one lady who I worked with, and she used to literally go around on her clothes and have scripture references. I mean, no, like the whole scripture written out, like on her shirt or her jacket, like on the back or on her breastplate, lapel. And though that was a good way of being a servant and a spokesperson, an ambassador for God, but it got so bad that she was preaching and teaching more about God than she was doing the work that she was getting paid for. Now, working for the federal government, that's not what they were paying her to do. But she had the idea that wherever she went, that she would be a living Bible, that she would be a testimony to the people to share God's word. And so we are to look for opportunities to share the good news of the kingdom of God. Now, you don't always have to pull out scripture, but just sometimes just a caring smile, just a holding somebody's hand, just a word of encouragement, spreading the good news. And it is all of our responsibility to do that. Have you ever walked into a space and you knew that it was, as we would say, funky? It just wasn't right. But because you came in there with a different mindset, with a different era, with a different spirit, and you changed the atmosphere, God blessed you and put you in that position and in that space so that you can be a blessing to the people that's in that space, so that you can help encourage them and change their mind. And you never know what somebody might have gone through that night before. Jesus says that I got to preach this good news. I got to share this good news. And I can't just share it here, but I got to go share it everywhere. It is our responsibility to move to beyond the four walls of the church and share the good news of the gospel. Now, I will tell you, to be honest, I didn't learn really about God. I wasn't introduced to God in the four walls. And my pastor at the time, Pastor Dwayne Parker, lived up the street from me, and he came, and he was being called to this church, Evangel Missionary Baptist Church. And we used to just talk and hang out from time to time. We used to go shopping, go out to eat, go up to on Wisconsin Avenue and go to Bowie Mongers, if anybody from D.C., old school, Bowie Mongers sub shop. And we used to just talk and talk about church or talk about, you know, God. And that's where I was really discipled. And so it made me realize that I didn't need to be, though I can't, it's good to fellowship, and I'm never going to discourage you from coming and fellowshipping. But you ought to get to a place, just as Jesus did, and say, I gotta go and share the good news of the kingdom of God in other towns. There's other people that's waiting for me to share with them. And God has blessed me to be the blessing to them, to share with them what they need so that they can have a better relationship with God. And then they can go out and turn and talk to God. And it says in verse 44, we're in Luke chapter 4, we have verse 44, and it said, and he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Now, again, that proves the point that it is our responsibility to go out and share God's word. Place in my life, it's not about it's not about a specific position or anything, but all of us have that responsibility, because all of us can share. Even if you can't share scripture, you can share what God has done for you. And that in itself is sharing the good news. I'm not one to do a whole lot of scripture quoting, but I can tell you what God has done for me. I can share with you how he delivered me and how God has used me and how God has blessed me and how God has encouraged me. And then I can share with you and say all that he's done for me, he can also do for you and so much more. Because just like he loves me, he loves you. And it is our responsibility to go out and share with others what God has done for us. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of sharing. We thank you for what you taught us in your word in this chapter, Luke chapter 4. How you got up early in the morning just to get away, and how, Lord Jesus, how you got away just to talk to God our Father. And then how the people were pressing you and was trying to get you to do this and that. And you told them, just as we have to learn and tell others, I got to go out and share the good news with you and with others. And then I got to go out and do it. I pray, Lord God, that everyone that is listening to tonight and everybody that's listening to the rebroadcast, that they will take up this mantle, this responsibility, that they will realize that God has called them just like he called his son Jesus. Jesus set the example for us to follow, and we shall follow. And we understand that's why we were created. We were created so that we can go out and share the good news with everybody that you are alive and doing well, that you are a wonderful God, and that we don't have to wait to die to get to heaven, but we can have heaven here on earth, that you provide great and abundant things in our lives. But we have to always make sure that our relationship is right with you. We thank you, Lord God, in everything we say and everything we do. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my sisters and my brothers, we now have a little time. We want to open up the floor. If there are any questions or any comments, you can press 1 on your phone, and then we will acknowledge you to come and share. And then for those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and we will definitely respond. We have a caller. The last four numbers are 1261. Your mic is open.
All righty. Reverend, how you doing?
Hey, Doc.
Good, man. Great class tonight, and I must agree with you that you can't preach what you don't know. And what you don't, you can't study. Okay, you receive anything if you don't study. And so the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, you must study, so I shall put work and not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, which is absolutely correct. And that the lady you talked about wearing the scriptures all over the body, that's good, too. And at the same time, I think that you mentioned, you said yourself that you don't do a whole lot of scripture quoting, is because of the fact that you walk, okay, in the anointing of Christ, and that's really what people need to see. They need to see your walk. You can talk a whole lot of stuff, but if they don't see you walking it, make a big difference. So I totally agree with you. Great class tonight. I just pray that people would get a great understanding, and that you, like I said earlier, they all call, okay, not just pastors, preachers, or evangelists, deacons, and all that stuff like that. No, just as a person to share the good news, okay? And so when Jesus simply says, I must preach the word of God. So that's the desire. Just like right now, you're doing what you're called to do. You must preach. You must teach your word, regardless whether you're on vacation or not. That's just a plug. Okay, so we thank God for you, man. God bless your love for you, and that you help my daughters too. Okay.
Amen. Amen, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, Dr. Charles Williams, man. That's my older brother in the ministry, my big brother in the ministry. I am so thankful for him and his family. I am the godfather to his two youngest daughters. I love them. Nikki and Tierra, I love them as if they were my own. I remember them from being a baby to now having babies. So they make me feel old, but I appreciate them and his co-pastor, Cynthia Wins. I thank God for the Spirit of Excellence Christian Ministries International Church in Waldorf, Maryland. If there's anyone else, yeah, Doc, I appreciate that, man, because I just think that we have to get to the place where we realize that everybody is called to share and not just a certain class or person, and we have to do more. So we thank God for you. We thank God. If there's anybody else, you can press 1 and we can unmute your mic. I want to say, as always, you can call into the same number on Monday nights and hear good Reverend Dr. Jesse Store and his wife Tammy Store share on oneness on Merge Ministry from 8 to 9, and then from 9 to 10, Minister Leah Killings, great woman of God. Then I'm back here on Wednesday nights from 8 to 9. And then my brother, Jason Felix out of Detroit, Elder Jason Felix out of Detroit, who comes on right after me at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10. And then on Thursday nights from 8 to 9, Bishop George Flint. And then on every Sunday night from 6 to 7, Minister Amos Joseph Collins. So we thank God for all those who share. Again, we will ask you to cast at the 9 o'clock hour. You can call right back in to the same number and hear our brother Jason Felix out of the Detroit area, great, mighty man of God. If there any more, if there isn't, we thank God. Dr. Williams, if you want to share something else, you have to press 1 and come out of the queue and then press it again to come back. So I got you on mute, but I didn't know if you wanted to. But if not, we thank God again for you and your family and your church family. Okay, you have something else you want to share. Let me unmute your mic. Go ahead.
All righty. Yeah, I'm not going to take too long, but just again, I just want to really appreciate the teaching, and you made some great points, and Jesus having to get away, and also sharing, and I think that as people are able to share, we ought to be able to get away and have some downtime so we can really hear from God. So you made a great point. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, have to have some work with. Okay. a lot of people say, I hear from God. But what have you been studying? You know what I mean? Because, so when you hear from God, he got to have something to work with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another point. Mm-hmm. Another point that you made, I totally agree with you. And, it's just great. I finished Bible study tonight, and I said, let me get on, because the one thing I've learned, just because you may be a minister or a pastor, what have you, if you get to a point you can't listen to anybody else, to me that's a problem. You know, you're not hearing from God, because God just don't speak to you. You know, he speaks through many people, and if you're able to humble yourself and listen to other people who can teach, to me, that's a great man or woman of God that can really say, you know what, I need to hear a word from the Lord. You know what I mean? Even I need to hear a word from God through other people. You know what I mean? And so I appreciate
Amen.
You, and I appreciate you, and that keep doing what you're doing.
Amen, man. Thank you again, man. I greatly appreciate you. Appreciate you and your family. I love you and your family, man. I'm so grateful. So my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, we again pray that you'll come back at the 9 o'clock hour and hear more from Jason Felix out of the Detroit area. Or if not, you can come back next Wednesday. I will be back next Wednesday. We are so grateful, so thankful. We want to close with this song, So Thankful, by master trombonist Jeff Bradshaw. As always, peace and love, Willie J. Van Jr.
Bless me with your friendship.
With this, I